Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, April 29th. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as a lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. This week's Word of the Week is entitled Easter Sightings, and our scripture comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 18, which says, Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord, and she told them all that he had said to her. We are still in the season of Easter, and the great 50 days of Easter, which lasts until the day of Pentecost on May 19th. Where in your daily life have you been living the resurrection? Where have you seen resurrection? Where have you seen new life? Where have you seen and experienced Easter? Where have you seen God? I am currently at the General Conference of our United Methodist Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. I came to General Conference saying to myself that I will remain hopeful for positive outcomes to come from this worldwide gathering, and that I will be intentional about looking for Easter and holding close to God's steadfast presence that is always with us. I look forward to returning and telling you living resurrection stories that I experience at General Conference. Thank you for your continued prayers for the delegates, bishops, and all those involved in the General Conference. I offer you again the prayer that I am holding each day of General Conference and invite you to pray it with me. God of living hope, pour out your Holy Spirit to bless the delegates and bishops and bless all those involved in organizing and hosting the General Conference. During the days of General Conference, may hearts and minds be open to your Spirit moving and to the possibilities of the future for the United Methodist Church. Guide each one making decisions to seek to understand one another with humility, gentleness, and care. Keep us all mindful of doing no harm, doing good, and staying in love with you. Then renew us as a worldwide church in our mission to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Amen. May it be so for each of us. Thanks be to God.